Hawaii Public Schools ended the academic year last week, closing about a third of the food sites providing meals to students. Many more of the sites will also be taking a break until June 8th. The State Department of Education estimates it served about 23,500 meals a day at 74 schools across the state. But during the summer, that number drops to 51 schools, and some are transitioning to serving only lunch. That's 20 fewer food sites than offered last summer. Randall Tanaka, a DOE assistant superintendent, says the decrease is due to the lack of staff to hand out meals. It's been principals, teachers, administrative staff, and vice principals doing the work.
These guys have been running pretty hard. They got to go back and do their duties. We began to see some decline in some areas for breakfast and some areas for lunch. With the multitude of other feeding opportunities where people can get food, we began to see this decline.
But Nicole Wu with the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Economic Law and Justice, an advocacy nonprofit, worries other community groups may not be around this summer to pick up the slack.
There are some summer food service programs that are going to be serving kids, but we have heard that some have decided they're not going to come back this summer for various reasons. It might be fears about safety due to the virus, that they're not having their summer program, or they just are having a lot of struggles in the pandemic just to have their operations running at all. Right now, the community is struggling just as much as the schools are.
She says during the normal school year, about 65,000 students receive free or reduced lunch. Wu thinks the need is probably higher now due to the impacts of COVID-19. Tanaka hopes the summer program can scale up from the planned 51 sites. He's looking for solutions to the staffing problem, like employing recent graduates looking for summer jobs. In the meantime, the department is trying to target areas with the greatest need and find more non-perishable options to supply students with breakfast at the lunch-only sites. Parents and students can go to hawaiipublicschools.org to see which schools will still be offering meals. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.